I'm Phil Nee, and here's a look at Southwest Wisconsin sports from yesterday. Despite some inclement weather and impending weather, there were a few things canceled, but a lot of games did go on. Weston was a 2-0 winner over Ithaca in Ridge and Valley Conference baseball. The Silver Eagles scored both runs in the opening inning, and Isaac Jennings made it stand up with an outstanding pitching effort. He struck out 9 and did not walk a batter while giving up one hit to the Bulldogs. Sammy Clary pitched for the Bulldogs and struck out 9. While walking 1 and giving up 5 hits. The Silver Eagles led off the bottom of the first with singles from Garrett Jennings and Garrett Granger. They both would eventually score. Trevor Westfall doubled to knock in one of those runs. Weston would have all the runs they would need after the first. Hunter Coy and Isaac Jennings also had hits for the Eagles in the game. The Bulldogs could not take advantage of 4 Weston errors. Wes Nelson had Ithaca's only hit with a leadoff single in the 6th inning. Great pitching along the way for Coach Brent Jennings. I ask him who the aces, who the leaders are this year.
We've got Garrett and Isaac Jennings. They're both, I'd say they're 1 and 2, but really I don't know which is which at this point. Trevor Westfall has done amazing for us pitching games, and so, yeah, we've done really well pitching.
And the Eagles have been getting some good hitting as well.
We're really doing well up and down the lineup. I'm looking the other day, I think our bottom hitter is hitting .250 right now, so really can't complain. Isaac and Garrett, they're in the top of the lineup. Garrett Granger, Trevor Westfall.
Weston now has completed the halfway point of the Ridge and Valley Conference with 7 wins without a loss. They will play at Wazika Steuben on Tuesday night. The Silver Eagles are 7-3 overall. Ithaca is now 8-2 on the season, 7-1 in the league. They will travel to DeSoto on Thursday night. Elsewhere yesterday, Fenimore over River Valley 5-1. It was Lancaster edging Cuba City 11-10. Potosi-Cassville over Highland 3-0. River Ridge got the win against Schulzburg-Benton 11-1. Belmont 13, Argyle-Blackhawk 2 in 5 innings. Barneville 8, Pecatonica 7, Lodi 16, and Portage 5. Softball action also at Weston last night. Ithaca was a winner over Weston 14-1. Behind the pitching of J.C. Maxwell, who struck out 5, walked 5, and gave up 1 hit, Valerie Bauer suffered the loss for Weston. For Ithaca, leading hitters Ariana Lewis, 3-for-3 with 2 doubles, a triple, and 2 RBIs. Maley Plemer was 2-for-2 with a triple and 2 RBIs. Alyssa Muller, 1-for-1 with an RBI. And Kaylee Manning was 1-for-1. For Weston, Vivian Spencer, Haley McGlynn, and Lexi Rockweiler all had hits for Coach Larry Villiard. In other action in softball last night, River Valley with a 10-run win over Sauk Prairie 14-4 in 6 innings. Riverdale 25, Boscobel nothing in 3 innings. Cuba City 10-0 over Fenimore. Highland 2, Potosi-Cassville 1. Broadhead over Dodgeville 6-1. Iowa Grant 12-9 against Southwestern. River Ridge 16 and Benton-Schulzburg 3 in 5 innings. The Reedsburg softball team got the win against Lodi 7-1 and Adams Friendship over Portage 11-1 in a 5-inning game. On today's high school schedule, games for Richland Center. First of all, it will be golf action going on at the Platteville Golf and Country Club. There's track action at Viroqua today. The Richland Center baseball team will be playing host to Lacrosse Logan. Also, it will be Platteville playing at Richland Center in softball. Fort River Valley, they have soccer action at Galena. Also, the River Valley softball team slated to host Lancaster. We'll have the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com this afternoon, 4:45 pregame time. There's also action tonight for the Riverdale baseball team. They're hosting Darlington, and the Riverdale softball team is home against Kickapoo. For Ithaca, their games against New Lisbon, baseball and softball, were canceled last night. New Lisbon has makeup games to play today. Kickapoo is playing baseball at Hillsboro this afternoon, and as mentioned, softball at Riverdale. The end of the bowling season is here. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have its annual open meeting coming up tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. All bowlers who are in the leagues at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct the election of officers. The Bucs season could end with a loss tonight in Indianapolis. They are down 3-1 against the Pacers. Star point guard Damian Lillard will miss the game with a torn left Achilles tendon. If Indy knocks Milwaukee out, it will be the third straight time an NBA season for the Bucs has ended in that disappointing way. Cleveland was a winner over Miami, 138-83, and Golden State over Houston, 109-106 in the NBA playoffs. In Packer news, the Packers are pleasantly surprised by a pair of undrafted free agents they've been able to sign following the 2025 NFL draft. PackersWire.com says it's like the team got 10 draft picks instead of 8. Georgia defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse and Kentucky linebacker Jamin Dumas Johnson are additions to the Green Bay defense. Stackhouse had been projected to go in the 5th or 6th round. Josh Jacobs, the Packers running back, was asked if he had any hand in recruiting some of the young players.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't, like, actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, if you're thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you. We don't have an owner. Everybody's on the same page from the top to the bottom. It's organized. We get in, we get out. You spend time with your family, and they take care of you. And, I mean, that's the biggest thing.
And Savion Williams was asked about the top draft pick, Matthew Golden, and if the two can complement one another.
I hosted Matt when he was in high school, my sophomore year. I hosted him when he was on his visit at TCU, and he was thinking about committing. That's the crazy part. But, yeah, I played quarterback in high school, so I think them moving me in the backfield, doing all that, I think that I played quarterback my whole life, put it like that. So I think that just came from that, just having the ball in my hand right now and just moving around and doing things like that.
Well, the Brewers are hoping the offense that showed up in Sunday's 7-1 win at St. Louis is an indicator of better things to come. Freddie Peralta starts tonight's series opener in Chicago against the White Sox. Milwaukee has started a 10-game road trip with 5 losses in 6 games. The Sox are struggling, too, with 7 losses in their last 10. Only the Colorado Rockies have a worse record than the 7-21 mark put up so far by the White Sox. Yesterday in the National League, it was the Mets 19, Washington 5, Cincinnati 3-1 over St. Louis, Atlanta 6, Colorado 3, the Dodgers 7-6 over Miami. In the American League, Minnesota 11, Cleveland 1, Baltimore 4-3 over the Yankees, Houston 8, Detroit 5, and the Athletics 2-1 over Texas. NHL playoffs, Florida 4, Tampa Bay 2, and Dallas 6, Colorado 2. With an update on sports from Richland Center, I'm Phil Nee.